The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O
Lord. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." The Gospel of the Lord. Last night at a wedding reception, a gentleman came up to me and he shared his story. And in brief, he shared that about 2, maybe 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. And it was so widespread that it may have been terminal. The doctors weren't totally sure. But it was spread to such a point that they thought, well, all we can do is hope to give him a little bit more life, a few more years perhaps. And he said he started the process of chemotherapy. And one Sunday at Mass, a friend of his says, "Gosh, have you been anointed?" Because he noticed he was losing his hair. He goes, "Oh, no, I didn't even think about it," right? So he says, "Father, you know, I went up to the priest. I said, you know, Father, would you anoint me?" He said, he laid his hands on me. He anointed me. I didn't feel anything. You know, I was hoping for like fire from heaven. He said, but the next time I went back to the doctor, he took another CAT scan. He's looking at it. He says, "This is extraordinary. Every trace of cancer is gone from your body." He said, Father, I went back just a few days ago for another test. There's nothing remaining. My brothers and sisters, when our Lord, they're going to put him to death. So it says he goes off to a nearby village. People follow him. But what is striking is that the gospel says, the gospel, which is totally true, it says he cured them all. Every single person who was following him, he cured them all. Now, they couldn't have all had, you know, serious illnesses or physical ailments. He cured them of whatever they needed to be cured of. So physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, whatever they needed. And my brothers and sisters, does our Lord still heal radically and completely at times in the present day? Absolutely. This guy's story is one of many. But typically, in the age of the church, it seems that when our Lord heals, it's gradual. Because every sacrament, especially when we receive it, there are healing graces in that sacrament. And so that's why as time goes on, we go, "Gosh, you know what? I'm not struggling the way I used to." And most especially we see this when we go to confession. We go, "Man, you know, a few years ago I was confessing this and this and that. And that's just totally gone. Actually, even my heart has changed. You know, there's no more lust or the pride is reduced or whatever it might be." But my brothers and sisters, I think it's important because our Lord is a healer. And every time we encounter him, he gives us healing graces, that we ask for those graces. Right? Do we not cease to believe that we can be healed, even if that's just gradual? And sometimes it's so minute, it seems that we go, "Gosh, you know, that's not much." But in the spiritual realm, it's huge. When we can say, you know, 3 months ago, I would have responded in that situation differently. That's incredible. I mean, we are being converted. And actually, I close with this. A lady shared with me not too long ago. She said one time she went in and she wanted to pray through some things from her past that she had never really looked at, never shared. And she went to a priest to go through some prayers. And at the end, the priest says, "Well, you know, is there anything now that you've worked through this stuff that you want to be healed of? Do you have any diseases, any illnesses?" And the lady says, "Well, gosh, not really. I've got canker sores, but, you know, not much more than that." And so the priest goes, "Okay, well, let's ask God. Maybe he wants to heal you of canker sores." She said, "Father, I used to break out at least once a month. I haven't broken out since he prayed over me. The canker sores are gone." Now you might think, well, that's not much of a healing, but if you had canker sores and they were gone, you'd be kind of glad they're gone. Let us continue to ask our Lord for those graces of healing. I remember when our Blessed Mother appeared to Catherine Labre with rings on her fingers, and there were gems on all of them, and rays were being poured out on the earth, but from some of the gems, nothing was emanating. And Catherine asked, Mother, why is that? And she said, those are the graces that people are not asking for.